But in the meantime, we are delighted, delighted to cross into enemy lines. 44 points to 12. The Blues, way too good for the Maroons. And up and about is, well, Sats is, because of the big losses, called in sick. Badger's there, Woogie's there, all thanks to Best Sheds. 100% Australian-owned and manufactured. Visit bestsheds.com.au. And hello, boys.
Hello.
I'm not delighted.
I am.
I'm in pain.
Yeah.
I'm so good.
You know what the hardest part is? Keep talking about it. Yeah, phone calls, interviews this morning going, I don't want to be here. just don't talk about it.
So dominant.
Just come back in a week and a half's time when people have started to forget about it and get ready for Origin 3.
Yeah. Any positives out of the game for Queensland, Badge?
No.
No?
Not really.
Tell me this. There's talk they want to move Gagai out of the centres. Riddle me this. Who do you replace him with?
That's a good question. Latrell. We'll take Latrell or Jack White. Oh, no. Tommy Trbojevic. Yeah, we haven't got a hell of a lot of centres to choose from.
What about the hammer?
And can I just tell you, over the last probably 5 years, he's probably been Queensland's best player consistently, Dane Gagai. He's not going anywhere.
No.
He's had a tough start, boys. 17 missed tackles in two games.
Hammer played Origin, and he's going to be a good player, but I just don't know about his... his willingness to do the real tough things. So I think he's a year or two early for mine.
And do you think the experiment of Selwyn Cobbo might be at an end?
No.
No?
No, he's there to stay. Okay. Kid can play. He made a mistake or two. That's all right. Murray Taulangi had a up and down kind of night, didn't he? And put a couple down, but he did. He was pretty tough with his runs carrying back from... I tell you what, I was just upset about the scoreline last night. I always have nightmares thinking about those Matt Burton bombs. Imagine being under those, at the back.
Well, we actually timed them. So it was almost 6 seconds hang time, and that's as good as any NFL punt kicker. I know it's a different ball, but that is unbelievable.
Would he get a gig over there? Can someone line that up?
Well, before game three?
Yeah.
Well, what he needs to do
is
just...
be trials, hasn't there?
Well, he's just got it. What he needs to do is just simply, he doesn't need to go anywhere. He's just got to go to a park, have it filmed and timed, and put a few NFL balls up.
Does he want to go?
Can you spiral an NFL?
Yes, you do. Yeah, they do.
He's going to get paid. Can you spiral an NFL? Yeah. Do they do that there and you can't catch them, or are they just pretty orthodox?
Well, they don't really do the bomb, do they?
No.
Over there. They just do the downtown.
Why not?
You don't?
It's all about the hang time, try and land it in the end zone.
Mm.
Anyway.
But could you put up a bomb and someone chase it?
Probably.
Smash them?
Yeah, probably.
From an onside position?
Nice change of subject, though, Badge. It was good.
Yeah, thank you.
He's been doing it all day, boys.
Did you hear the Tongan hymn that in the crowd? That for mine, that was kind of the highlight of the weekend.
Yes.
Outside of Munster's try.
No, I thought
that was our only
highlight. I enjoyed all the emotion. I thought the Joshie Schuster, when they were singing the Samoan national anthem and the tears coming down, I thought that was very special.
Well, the sad thing is that's going to finish, isn't it? Next year, aren't we back to Origins on Wednesdays and no rep round? That's crazy. I think it should be a part of the calendar.
Well, unless they are going to plan it for after the season, so that's a good trade-off if we have...
It'll be the same.
But then you get the players pulling out.
Mm.
Clubs go,
it's
end of season.
That's right. Surgeries. These players that all played, like Fiji, a massive upset over... Sorry, PNG over Fiji. Outstanding. And New Zealand, do we honestly put our hands up and go, this is the number one rugby league team in the world?
No,
officially
not. They are. Not well, yeah, I think they're just behind Australia.
Play.
But that's the best team we've ever seen. But
boys, this one.
You're going to kick us while we're down.
No.
I'm not down.
A boy from Paradise Point. He's 14. He sneezed out a 10-cent coin lodged in his nose for 10 years. Umar Kamar from Paradise Point vaguely remembers shoving the silver coin up his nostril as a 4-year-old, then forgot all about it. He said he came downstairs and said to his mother, "I've got something wrong with my nose." And his mum, Afshin, told him to blow it. He blew it, and guess what happened? He came back downstairs 15 minutes.
Tails.
I'm talking about his nose. And he just stood there.
Best of three.
He just stood there, and, well, a 10-cent coin came out of the Jeffrey Hugel. We all stopped eating. I remember asking him, are you serious? I just cannot believe we knew.
Yeah.
We never knew. Last night, the professor there at Paradise Point Hospital said young children have
Paradise
a fascination.
Point Hospital.
There's a vet.
There's a vet there, yeah.
They have a fascination with inserting things and their nostrils, and 10-cent coins are the perfect size to disappear and be forgotten.
That's a pretty big nostril for
absolutely.
A four-year-old. Was it
10 cent?
10
oh.
cents. Yeah.
That's a,
oh, sorry, it was 2 5-cent, sorry.
Inflation, a third one coming.
2 5-cent. All right, now,
it was not, was it?
Rebuttal, please. Badge, what do you got for us this week? Give it to us.
What have you stuck up your nose?
Well,
yeah. No, I've got nothing.
Is that a rhetorical question?
They don't even want to play the song New South Wales.
No, well, I thought you were going to.
No, not when we're down and out.
No, can you stop saying they and we?
Yeah, they.
I'm as happy as Larry.
Yeah, you are.
Tasmania
go for you guys as well.
Badge, every time I say something, boys, about last night's game, I feel like Badge is going to jump the desk and deck me.
Badge, just one sec.
He's so angry.
Okay, now this is what caught my attention, because I thought you were going to hit me with something from New South Wales. Well, cop this. Woodridge's Nguyen Bic Tin The sentenced for masturbating at KFC drive-thru. A Logan man has been let go with a warning after exposing himself to customers and staff at a KFC drive-thru and masturbating. Woodridge resident Nguyen Bic Tin The pleaded guilty in Magistrate's Court to one count of committing an indecent act in a public place. I think that was from eating a Zinger burger. The 38-year-old was seen touching himself inappropriately in the Logan Central KFC drive-thru. What goes on up there? You stick things in your nose and then you take your pants off.
You
use a bit of soy sauce and off you go.
They're out of mayo.
Oh, come on.
What? That's a bit wrong.
You know, you sprinkle a bit of mayo on. Like,
what?
You know your story? You make up a bit.
No.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Badge, the boys in Melbourne run home. They would appreciate this, not us, okay?
Yeah, he's Tinder, who did not have a lawyer, used a court interpreter when asked to explain. He has no explanation.
Mm.
I just think he wanted a two-piece feed, got a bit toey, and then boom, shakalaka.
Those pictures do look good, though.
They do look
good. Yeah, you do get excited about your food.
You don't get that excited, surely.
He does.
And there's no lettuce anymore. They're putting cabbage on it. Like, how excited are you getting, Bin Lee? Bic Lee.
Maybe you got lettuce.
Yeah, maybe you didn't. Honey, roll over, and lettuce on top. What else you got, boys?
That was so fantastic. You got an A-grade, Woogie?
I have.
I thought you got an A-grade.
All of those earlier A-grade boys, all those journos who claimed Munster was better than as good as Wally Lewis.
Yeah.
There was no way Wally Lewis would have played like that in game two.
He had a go.
No.
He did his shoulder.
But what plays one great game of Origin in the second half, and all of these...
Yeah, no,
crappy journos come out and go, he's as good as Wally.
Well, first of all, there's a level below the king that has, you know, Joey Johns and Freddie and Laurie Daly.
Freddie
and
below
Elf,
the king?
They're all just below Wally. Wally's
please
in my books. You wouldn't have seen him play. You're in Hobart.
You know who's I reckon Laurie's one of the great underrated
players.
And the
other guys are just
in
behind
Origin.
Him.
Yeah.
And Munster's trying to get to that, you know, second level, second tier.
Yeah. Well, there's concerns with his shoulder. Geez, you'd be in strife if he's out.
What happens if Munster's out?
Milford.
Who's out 5'8"?
Milford.
Milf is back.
The Milf.
Yeah, this is a great redemption story.
Sammy Walker.
Brimson.
Dearden's been in the mix. And
Brimson's played. I don't think he's a 5'8". Brimson's an option if we dead set needed a centre. I think he could have a go.
Hey, Badge, but Brimson might be like Burton. They're just... gun centres, aren't they?
Yeah, I think he's a centre. He's more inclined to run, tuck the ball under the arm. Can't kick the ball that high.
Do you put Walsh at fullback and move?
Well, what's wrong with Ponga now?
He's had a couple of head knocks, Badge. What's your thought?
No, he's not playing.
No.
He's not playing.
He doesn't
week.
Look, I don't think he looks right. I know
he looked great in game one.
Yeah, but
great.
There's something not right there, I don't think.
Are you looking at these texts about his mate Squig, what he can do with a 50 cent coin?
Boys,
oh, no, we can't read that.
I can. Boys, my mate Squig, he can fit a 50 cent coin down.
Yeah.
No. You know what I'm saying?
No.
He used to use that as a come online when we were young and when we were young at the nightclubs. But that doesn't mean if I'm a young person, that's not, and you're trying to tune me.
Yeah.
And you say to me, I can fit a 50 cent coin down the dog's.
Nah.
The old dog's eye. I would say, mate, that's not doing anything.
No.
Wouldn't get me going anyway. Not like a Zinger burger in a Logan drive through.
Hey, boys.
I think he was in Bondi, that bloke.
We don't have one.
There like that.
We don't have drive through. So do your research, Badge.
I didn't say drive through.
I think it's not about Squig.
Squig was in Bondi.
Hey, what about this badge? And this is an old teammate of yours. I'm terribly unfit at the moment, which you've observed when you last came down here. And I haven't played for about 2 or 3 months. And our team's
I didn't notice that.
Our team's made the grand final, right? And we're short on players, so I have to play this grand final. And they're asking me to just to give 15 minutes of Paul Osborne. Have I got that in me?
Absolutely, you have. Couple of offload. You know, after about 12, the team's going to be saying, get him off.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's what's happened.
That's what I want.
Aussie. And they finally got him off, but he did the job.
Yeah.
You can do it. You know what you'll be called if you do that and you win the grand final for it?
What's that?
Lord Sugar.
Oh, yes.
He's an A-grade.
You will be Lord Sugar.
Yeah, is he
an A-grade?
Yeah, he's an A-grade. I can't cop him. Hey, okay. Badge, have you noticed your old stablemate, Laurie Daly, do you follow him on Instagram?
No.
Well, okay. Get
around. I don't even know what that is.
If you can. He's over there in Queenstown. And it's very odd. Like, Laurie's just taken.
Why is he in Queenstown?
Oh, yes.
He's taken like.
Ferg Burger. Have you had a Ferg Burger?
Excuse me?
Apparently good.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I haven't. I heard it. Yeah. I've never been.
It's great. Yeah, anyway, so Laurie's over there.
Laurie's over there and he's walking. It's very.
He's been quite the influencer.
Yeah, it's staged.
Choreographer.
Oh, someone's doing it for him.
Someone is doing it for him. It's very unlike Laurie. I don't know what he's trying to get into.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Can you sell any advantages of being on Instagram for Badgies? Badges just realised that Foxtel Go has live sport on it.
Mm.
So
that doesn't help me with getting on social media.
But Badge stays away from social media. Are there any advantages for him being on Instagram? Like, I mean, you eat interesting food, Badge.
My wife scrolls through her social media and she'll go, hey, have a look at that. I go, oh, that's funny. Yeah, I'll listen to this. Yeah. And then I go, who's that? Don't know. Oh, boring. And people just pouring out their lives to you. And I go, this is just a crock. I do about 5 minutes of it every 3 months. And I go, yeah, that's one.
But there's a lot of life hacks on there. There's shortcuts.
Mm. Yeah.
There's good recipes.
Like
if you're in a lift.
Don't tell him the life hack you shared with us earlier on.
About?
What was it?
Oh, when you go to the toilet to stop the dribble. If you're standing
What do you
up.
Do?
Oh, there's a life hack. Put it this way. You know the 50 cent thing I was talking about earlier? No. You just use your finger.
What?
Oh, I'll get into it offline.
Yeah, take it offline, folks.
No. Listen, we'll frame this offline.
Yeah, what about the narrative and the optics on this one?
We did. We've got, and it's been unanimous. Mm. It's that the young lady who decided to stop the traffic in the Harbour Tunnel, she's a climate change activist. And while she was driving a diesel car and spewing out emissions, she said, we've got to do something about the emissions going or climate change. Mm. And she basically stopped Sydney traffic heading south. One person in a car.
Why didn't someone just pick her up and put her in a car and drive off?
Well, there was
Is
a
that
lot
illegal?
It is. Yeah, you can't touch her.
In fact, I think the person who gave her a cop got arrested, didn't he?
Up her nose.
Yeah.
She put her keys where?
Up her nose.
Yeah, couldn't find them. There you go, boys. So 44-12, in case you missed it. New South Wales head to Suncorp as pronounced favourites.
Are you a 30? Can you improve by 30 points up in Brizzy?
No, we can't score 30 points, but we can certainly defend better.
Yeah.
We're a chance. Look, give us half a chance. Hey, 38 minutes in, we were in the game.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
We're up 12-8. But then it all fell apart.
I agree. I don't think it's as impressive as it's like going to Luna Park, looking in those mirrors.
Mm.
You know, you think, oh, hey, no, you guys, I look all right. And you get home.
You guys got a bigger knob as a listener than Statsy from Freshwater?
Well, sorry?
Sparmere nominated.
Is he Statsy from Freshwater?
Is he a jockey of the knob variety?
Is he? Yeah.
Why? What's he said?
Oh, no, he just sends in stupid stuff. I read it and I go, oh, God.
He's one of our favourites.
Why read it?
Oh, I can't help it because my name was mentioned in it.
Oh.
He said I call Wimbledon. Who says Wimbledon?
Oh, I think you might.
Knobsy,
I don't like those people
Statsy,
either.
You're a knob.
Well, you call Mel, so you might be onto something
Mel,
there.
Mel Meninga. I'm from New Zealand.
Boys, it's going to be a long night tonight. I'm telling you now. He's just cranky.
No.
He is.
We'll get our listeners to send some aubergines in for you.
Yep.
How's that sound?
I'll wait till they play at Wembley.
Yeah.
And Wimbledon.
Yeah.
He's South African Statsy. All of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to be a Queenslander at the moment for a couple of days.
No. Well, good luck, boys. Enjoy it.
Thanks.
What about your A grade, Boogie? Have you got an A grade?
I did. I threw up all those journos.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You just want to start that music. That's why I'm not.
No, I don't.
Fletch doesn't listen to anyone else.
I do. No, they don't care about us.
Well, Fletch is only about himself.
Yeah. Okay, boys. Wait.
Piss off, badge.
See you, boys.
Good on you, boys.
There is he Statsy? Is Fletch Statsy?
Are you still there?
Hey, Statsy, get into them tonight, will you? Get into them.